Welcome back to Solace. I'm Chris, and I'm going to lead you through a simple pattern of reflection. This week we'll follow an examine prayer and then have a time for a listening prayer. There are some simple instructions for the exercises we'll do, and these are available either on the church website or solacepod.com. There's nothing complicated to come, but the instructions mostly help minimise how much I need to talk you through what we're going to do and leave as much time for quiet as possible. There are two physical things you'll need for this: a Bible, and if you have one, a candle to light. You might want to find somewhere to sit where you won't be distracted, but the most important thing is that you are comfortable. So just before we start, we're going to settle into our space and focus in on this moment. Take a moment to focus on any sounds you can hear outside the room you're in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Now, without trying to block out those sounds, let your attention move inwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe, or the hum of something electrical, the sound of this playing. Just for a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. Again, without blocking these out, let your point of attention take another step inwards, and be aware of all the noise going on within yourself. This could be physical, the sound of your own breathing, for example, or it could be an awareness of the rush of thoughts and feelings passing through your heart and mind. And finally, take one more step inwards and let your awareness come to rest in some quiet, still place. Take a moment just to rest there. So, step two in our pattern is the examine prayer. This is just a simple set of prompts, really, to help us look at our day, or our week, or any time period you want to choose, really, and find the movement of God in all the people, events of our day. The instructions set out all you need to do here, so I won't talk much. We've got 15 minutes to do this, so there isn't a rush. You'll hear some music fade up when the time is over. Feel free to pause this if you think you need longer. When the music does fade in, or you finish the prayer, do please light a candle if you have one, to remember all you have been holding before God. This is a poem called Choices by Tess Gallagher. I'll read it, and afterwards there'll be a few moments of quiet for consideration before we move on. Choices. I go to the mountain side of the house to cut saplings and clear a view to snow on the mountain. But when I look up, saw in hand, I see a nest clutched in the uppermost branches. I don't cut that one. I don't cut the others either. Suddenly, in every tree, an unseen nest where a mountain would be. The Bible reading part of our pattern this time is taken from John chapter 12, verse 35. Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going." Please now find the reading in your own Bible and read the verses through once or twice, letting it sink in. Then simply rest in the silence, alert and attentive, but without any expectation. Don't search or reach for anything, just wait. Distracting thoughts will occur. Don't worry, that's normal. When this happens, try to bring yourself back to a focus by returning to the verse or listening to your own breathing. Let the thoughts pass on. Music will fade in again when this time is over. We'll have another 15 minutes for this, so please don't feel like you need to rush anything. we're reaching the end of our time now. So let's take a moment to let your awareness focus on all the noise going on within yourself, either the physical things like breathing, or an awareness of thoughts and feelings passing through your heart and mind. Without trying to block out those sounds, now let your attention move outwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe, or the hum of something electrical, the sound of this playing. For just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. And finally, take one more step outwards, letting your awareness settle on any sounds you can hear outside the room you're in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Welcome back. Let's finish our pattern this week with a blessing. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit be shielding and saving me as three and as one, by my knee and by my back, by my side, each step of the stormy world. Amen. Thank you for joining me this week, friends. Stay safe and be well. Until next time.